Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dottiglia and, of course, Charlie Long. We're keeping us all in line. Mike, did you happen to see today the finalists for the Defensive Player of the Year honors?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it kind of stings a bit when you see two former Saints on that list. Obviously, Zach Bond and Trey Hendrickson in the mix, along with Myles Garrett, Patrick Surtain II, and also T.J. Watt.
You know, when you look at that list, and if you legit with this, nobody has had a better season on defense than Zach Bond. Now, think about, and I say this every year, I talk to Charlie about this a lot, about sometimes, you know, in every draft, there are probably four or five players. No matter where they end up, the production's the same. For if they pick by any of the 32 teams, everybody else is fit. The Saints could not find the right fit for him, okay? That wasn't because they picked him. That ball's on the coaching staff. And I say staff, sir. Okay, plural. Sean didn't know what to do with him either.
Right.
Okay? He wasn't sure where to play him at first. You know, Peyton's deal was he was going to play him at middle linebacker. That didn't work out. Then they move him all around. He's the strong side. He's a weak side guy. You know what? Vic Fangio, and I remember I showed Bobby the quotes from Vic when they signed him. That, man, he was one of the two guys that I signaled out that I wanted on that Eagles team. The other guy ended up being Devin White. Now, it didn't work out for Devin, okay? So, you know, Vic always says, hey, it's 50-50. I didn't lose nothing here. But, man, it was the right fit, right scheme, right coaching schematics to put him in a spot where it highlighted him as a football player. Hey, that's what coaching's all about. You can have all the talent in the world, but if the coaching staff doesn't have the vision on the type of defense you can play and where to put you, then guess what? You're watching. You're not playing. Zach was really known more here for his special teams work. He was a tremendous special teams player here with the Saints. But look at that talent. And, Steve, I know you followed the Eagles quite closely because they're a team close to your heart. But take a look at it, to be honest. And Myles Garrett's a fantastic player, and so is T.J. Watt. Nothing against Trey Hendrickson on a bad team. And I'm talking about bad defense. Trey Hendrickson was the one bright spot they had. Nobody had a better season defensively than Zach Bond. But what they asked him to do, they put him in the right spot. And you know what? That credit, you got to give it all to Vic Fangio. He figured out the right defense for Zach Bond, and he excelled. No matter where kind of you see him, and what game you watch, man, he's a playmaker everywhere. Run defense, pass coverage, which I thought he was at best okay, but I think he's gotten better in that range. We always knew he could rush the passer. That's what he did at Wisconsin. He was an edge pass rusher. But I think he's gotten much better and being able to slip a block, get around bigger blockers. It's not about taking people on and beating them. Come on. Zach Bond's what, 240 pounds? How many times he's going to win a battle up against a 330-pound offensive tackle? That don't work. This ain't high school football. And, you know, this ain't Al Bundy playing and talking. He knew and got taught well how to slip a block and get to the ball carrier. And I think he's gotten better in the coverage part of the game. He trusts his eyes. You can see it with him. I thought he had some confusion here with the Saints on where he should be in the coverage part of the game, but he trusts his eyes. And Vic Fangio did a great job with him. That is all about coaching. That's not about picking him. You pick the right guy, but the coaching staff here didn't use him correctly at all. Goes to the right team, right fit, and look what's happened with Zach. To me, he's the defensive player of the year in the NFL.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.